In Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, Russian artillery continue to pound neighborhoods in the north and east and kill civilians. Yet the city's garbage collectors have returned and are picking up the trash again. NPR's Jason Bobian got up early to hit the streets with a crew of a municipal trash truck.
On the northeastern edge of Kharkiv, the streets of Saltivka are empty, but the dumpsters are full. Rows of high-rise apartment buildings in Saltivka are in ruins. Some have craters from rockets, others are streaked black from fires, windows are blown out. Yet some residents are returning to fix up their apartments, and some never left. Andrei Taranenko is driving a large white garbage truck through the neighborhood.
When people started to come back and they left fridges here full of food and so on, so they started to throw away things they didn't need, so of course there were a lot of garbage here.
Because of the shelling and debris in the streets, he says garbage trucks couldn't get into some areas for weeks. Trash was piling up on the sidewalks, everything was rotting. He says it was horrible. The Saltivka neighborhood remains in range of Russian artillery, although the shelling here now is intermittent. Taranenko and his three-man crew all have been issued bulletproof vests. The windscreen of their truck is shattered from an explosion. Even more menacing, there's a walnut-sized hole in the passenger side of the cab where a piece of shrapnel from a mortar went through the door. It lodged in the back of the cabin behind Taranenko's seat. And there's a booming of artillery here from the front line, which is only a few miles away.
Yesterday, for example, it was quite loud here, and honestly, I was quite scared, because you never know when it hits the next time.
He jokes the safest thing to do is to just keep moving. There are no shops or businesses open in this part of Saltivka. The power is still out. Svetlana Barbasheva has remained here throughout the war. She says she takes cover in a basement bomb shelter when the shelling gets really bad. She says it used to be that garbage men making a racket first thing in the morning with the trash cans annoyed her. But now, it's a sign that she and her neighbors haven't been forgotten.
Thank to the guys, because they haven't forgotten about us, and they have been with us since the first days of war, and thank our mayor for remembering about us.
She breaks into tears talking about Taranenko's crew coming to collect the trash. But keeping the trash trucks moving throughout Kharkiv over the last 4 months has been complicated. More than 1,000 dumpsters have been destroyed. Also, the trucks are constantly getting flat tires because the streets are strewn with debris, says Alexandra Shepitko, the foreman of the central truck depot. He says one truck's engine was destroyed when it was hit with shrapnel from a mortar, but the driver was fine.
He says our guys have got steel balls.
When Russian artillery is pounding a particular area, he says the crews stay away until things cool down. And while there has been damage to a lot of their equipment, so far, none of the trash collectors have been injured or killed. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.